lot of these things just, well, not a lot, but some of them just don't mean anything. What are some different kinds of wood fences that you all have around here?
We used to have some.
Uh-huh.
We called it palings.
Uh-huh.
We had them things stick up nails on a board post and on the post.
Uh-huh.
We called it palings. And then some had rail fences.
Uh-huh. And the rail fences went this way.
Yes, right. Crossed like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Are there different kinds of rail fences, or are they all the same?
I might know about the same.
Okay.
That's what I know about. I don't know very much about it.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk? It's got a handle on it.
Pail, I guess.
Okay. What do you call the same thing if it's made out of metal instead of wood? Would you call it the same thing?
I might know more.
Would you ever call it a bucket?
Well, sometimes I might call it a bucket sometimes.
Well, which one would you be more likely to say?
I believe I'd say the wood one. The bucket.
Okay. And you'd call the other one, the metal one, a pail?
A pail.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
I call it a frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you can turn the water on and off?
I'll say a spigot.
Okay. What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Barrel.
Okay.
Barrel one.
And how about the same kind of thing out in the yard? That the water comes out of.
Well, it's same thing.
Okay. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag, or sometimes put it in a box.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You might get 100 pounds of chicken feed in it, or maybe 100 pounds of potatoes. It's real loosely woven stuff. It looks sort of almost like string.
I don't know what that is.
Well, let's see. Have you ever called something a burlap bag or a croaker sack or a croaker bag?
Yes, yes.
Which one would you say?
I'd say a croaker sack.
A croaker sack, okay.
What would you say?
That's what I would say, too. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long or about that high and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Harmonica.
Okay. Would you ever call it anything else?
Sometimes I call it a harp.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and it's held between the teeth like this and picked? You know what I'm talking about?
Love it.
Okay. What do you call supports that carpenters use to hold boards for sawing? You put one here and one here and put the board between.
A sawhorse, I reckon.
Okay. And how about a thing that looks like an X? Well, it's got two X's. And you put a piece of firewood in between the X's and then saw that. What would you call that? Do y'all use those around here?
I call that a sawhorse.
Okay.
I don't know much about that.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle and one child sits on one end and one child sits on the other and they go up and down like that?
Springboard.
Okay.